98.1 KZE. It's MK with you today for our Pride at 5 interview. I am delighted to be chatting with Christina Picciano from the band All My Friends from Ossining, New York. They're going to be playing this year at Beck Hook Pride. Christina, thanks for hopping on with me.
Thanks for having me. Really happy to be here.
Yeah, of course. So I've been reading up on All My Friends. For one, I am so thrilled that there's going to be a punk band playing. There's not enough punk represented in the Hudson Valley scene. So yeah, if you would, give me a little overview on your kind of musical history and what All My Friends is all about.
Absolutely. So All My Friends is rooted in the kind of DIY punk ethos of the 80s and 90s. We came up. The three of us were a three-piece, came up in high school together, booking our own shows. You know, everything was just like DIY, and I kind of took that mindset with what I do with my LGBTQ plus advocacy and merged it all together. So really staying true to, you know, what pride and queer visibility means.
Absolutely. I mean, punk has always been a platform that is all about social change and, you know, using your platform for social causes. So that's such a natural fit. And how have you kind of found that experience of being a musician and also kind of standing for something?
Yeah, it's sort of always been a part of my mindset with punk. And I think punk has really evolved with that. I didn't see growing up as many sort of like outstanding, you know, support necessarily for queer causes, but I feel like the, you know, the mindset was always there. And now we're just seeing so many more like openly queer musicians out front and out loud, you know, taking a stand. So, I definitely feel like, you know, it's just something that's been always a part of me, and that like the timing now is more than anything like perfect in terms of like getting out there and taking a stand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously the rights of LGBTQ plus people are under threat now more than ever in a very direct way. And just being visible and being loud and, you know, it's such a huge part of the battle for, you know, the average person who doesn't have the power of a billionaire or a politician.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also why I started this project that kind of has a mind of its own called the LGBTQ plus Listening Library with my organization, the Hudson Valley Queer Collective. That is a collection of music of openly LGBTQ plus musicians from the 60s all the way up to today, and showing sort of the power of that visibility, educating folks on the contributions that we have made towards art and music, and also about how that has impacted social justice. So it all kind of ties in together. And this year I actually picked up a real working CD jukebox that's on display. It's a beast. It's giant, and it holds 100 CDs, so we are trying to fill it. I'm taking donations. Folks have been awesome, like going through their CD collection and finding things. So it's a really fun project, and I'm hoping to continue to grow it.
Yeah. So was it called the Queer Listening Collective?
So the collective is called the Hudson Valley Queer Collective, and the goal of that is to kind of continue to promote the intersection of LGBTQ arts and advocacy through pop-ups, workshops, and then out of that, this exhibit that's sort of growing.
Right.
Is kind of from there.
That's, yeah, I wanted to kind of pick your brain about that because, you know, you talked about finding music from openly queer artists from the 60s through today. And I mean, I imagine that was kind of a tough research because there weren't a lot of openly queer artists from, I mean, up until really the 80s and 90s, right?
I mean, you'd be surprised just because a lot of folks still were independent. So I have like this, I have this record called Lavender Jane that's like independently released, like lesbian folk artists who kind of had their own niche following. So there were kind of these underground, you know, subcultures of the scene. We also see a lot of folks coming together in the 80s when sort of ACT UP was big. And then, so it's like, it's this I've been finding more than I thought. And also, as time goes on and as history goes on, I will find out that certain folks, you know, did lead more of a closeted life, but it's coming forward now that they did leave their, you know, lives as a queer person. So, you know, I never want to out anybody, but yeah, it's actually a far larger list than I had envisioned.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And it's also a really important kind of counterpoint to the people who were like, oh, you know, there didn't used to be queer people or trans people. It's like, no, there were. There always have been. Yeah. They were in hiding for the most part. But to also be able to say, like, some of them were not in hiding. Some of them were living their lives out in the open and you just haven't heard about them because that's, you know, not the kind of things that are documented in the mainstream. So I think it's really important to put these out there and, you know, get more people's ears on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just in a record store in New York City yesterday, and like, if you just pop into the like New York disco section, I found like some gems in there, like Sylvester. I got a Divine record, and it was cool. It's really across genres. I'm starting to get more hip hop, which was a genre that I did not have a lot of when I first started out. Mm-hmm. So that's really a genre that has like progressed. The same with punk, with Laura Jane Grace of Against Me. So which is cool. And like, for example, I have Green Day in there, you know, because the lead, you know, Billy Joel Armstrong came out as bi recently, you know, and before that wasn't something that he had made public. So it's sort of like, yeah, I have this list and it keeps growing, and which is really cool, and it shows folks that like probably a lot of the music and art that you are enjoying is probably, you know, made by someone part of the community.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, how many people, you know, took ages to come around or still have not come around to the fact that like David Bowie was bi, and, you know, Prince, I think, sure. I'm not even sure how Prince identified, you know, like, and some of these people's favorite artists, and, you know, they don't want to see them as other, but like, and that's kind of the point, is like, they're not other. We're all just people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, they play Queen at, you know, baseball rallies and stuff. So, you know, it's just, so it's a really cool process, and it's really fun. It's been fun to continue to research and grow this base, and also randomly have a jukebox. And I would love for it to travel around for other folks to see and play with.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing at Beckwith Pride on Sunday.
On Sunday, we're going to be playing a half-hour set of almost all original punk music. A lot of it is off my upcoming full-length. I have two singles that are out right now from it called Pennsylvania and Do You Want Me, as well as a couple tunes from my EP. And then we also are going to throw in, because it's Pride, a couple of affirming covers that you'll have to see it to hear it.
All right. I'm excited to know what those are going to be. Do you know offhand what time your set is?
I believe we are at 2:00.
2:00. But I'm going to.
And the weather looks good.
It does. Drink plenty of water, though. Might be a little bit hot out there. So stay hydrated.
Absolutely. Yes. Water, suntan lotion. I even have a little like fan, little mini fan that I can use.
I was advocating for the use of sunbrellas. I feel like those should get destigmatized.
Yes. I think we need to bring back. I'm bringing back the parasol. So it's all good. Whatever you need to do to take care of yourself and be healthy and have a great Pride, I'm all for it.
Amazing. Beckwith Pride is this Sunday. Christina Picciano, all my friends, thank you so much for hopping on with me. This was great.
Thank you. Yeah, this is so much fun. I can't wait to see you all this week.